The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about the moon and nuclear power plants. Leo Enright, the space commentator, is with me. Leo, NASA want to build the first nuclear reactor on the moon, and they want to do it by 2030, no less. What do you make of this?
Well, Kieran, like so much involving this administration, this doesn't make sense.
Why not?
There's nothing intrinsically wrong with the idea of nuclear power stations in space. They're a lot safer out in space than they would be here on Earth. But we have no real need for them at the moment. I mean, the moon, nobody's going to be living on the moon for a very long time. There will be astronauts working on the moon for a week or two at a time. You don't need a nuclear power station to keep people operating for a couple of weeks on the moon. So it doesn't make sense unless it is a fiendish geopolitical move.
Well, one suspects that might be the case, because one of the rationales in favor of this preferred by NASA and by the Trump administration is that the Chinese or the Russians or somebody else might get there first. So we've got to do it.
Yeah, I think, Kieran, you will know of, and I'm sure many of your listeners know of, the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. China is in dispute with so many of the countries around there over ownership of the Spratly Islands. It's a constant source of tension. Well, it's the same at the South Pole of the Moon. There are only a few, really small number of places at the South Pole of the Moon where you can land a human craft with people on board and safely and also with all the resources that they need. And so if the Americans or the Russians or the Chinese were to build a nuclear reactor at one of these very limited number of landing sites, they could close off that landing site. They can't claim to own it because that's not allowed under international treaty. But they could say that for safety reasons, no one else can land there. So that's almost certainly what's in the mind of the Americans. I'm not sure that that is genuinely what the Russians and Chinese, who signed an agreement back in May, I don't know if that's their thinking, but the Americans are certainly worried.
There's a storyline in the Apple Plus TV show For All Mankind wherein they build a big nuclear base on the moon as a way of exploring further into space, that, you know, if they could get this up and running, it would be much more kind of cost effective to launch deep space exploration from there rather than from Earth. Has somebody in NASA been watching this show, do you suspect? Is there anything in that?
Well, Kieran, there's a show called Space 1999, which was running, I think, before you were born, even, which had the same plot line. It didn't end well in Space 1999, but that's a whole different story. There are genuine reasons why you might want to use nuclear energy to get to Mars, or to use on the surface of Mars. But that's a long way off. And, setting deadlines of landing this thing on the moon by the early 2030s seems like a bit of a rush for an application that isn't going to come to fruition for another generation, I would say.
So the U.S. Sean Duffy. Who's Sean Duffy? Sean Duffy is
Sean Duffy.
He's the acting administrator.
NASA. He's the temporary administrator, the acting administrator or chief of the American Space Agency. He is a, surprise, surprise, a former Fox News television host.
Oh, wow.
Who is now Secretary of Transport. That's his day job. And he was approved by the U.S. Congress to be the Secretary of Transportation, but the Trump administration has tacked on the job of NASA administrator onto that role, which is a big, big portfolio to be handling.
Let's imagine then for a moment that Sean Duffy doesn't care what Leo Enright says. And he thinks, I'm plowing ahead with my plan to build this nuclear power plant on the moon. What are the logistical hurdles he would have to overcome to do that? Or are there many? Is it a big project, but possibly a simple one? It's just about flying the stuff out there.
Well, there's the simple or not so simple problem of money. It would be very expensive to build such a nuclear reactor from scratch. There could very well be a nuclear reactor sitting off the coast of Dublin at the moment. We just don't know. But, you know, there are five countries in our neighborhood who use nuclear submarines that are powered by exactly these sort of small reactors. So the technology isn't new, but getting it into space is the first problem, because you do not want one of these reactors blowing up on the launch pad. And then once you get them into space, you've got to land them on the surface of the moon, but you're also going to need people to set it up and get it running. So this is a very big technological challenge, and I suspect it's more than they can chew.
Leo, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us. Leo Enright, the space commentator, one listener is cynical. How is this nuclear reactor going to be serviced, seeing that the astronauts on the space station had to wait over 6 months just to be picked up, which is a good question.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.